reminding us who God is and why we should call on Him, here's Pastor Jeff Johnson.
God is the fount of living water. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere present. And you don't want to call on your Father who gave you His Son to have a relationship with you? So when you're in need, you're hurting, you can call upon Him. He's a very present help in the time of need, isn't He?
Your Spirit leads me on, and I'm running after You. I'll leave behind the worthless love, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So goes the hymn and too many Christian lives. Well, we hope that it will change for some of you through today's Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson. As we continue in 2 Chronicles and hear of the lengths God goes to get the attention of His people. From 2 Chronicles 28, here's Pastor Jeff.
God was taking His hand off of Judah completely, just saying, go for it. And He loosed all those nations to go against them. They're just not listening. And God allowed it to take place. Pretty scary. For the Lord, notice, brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel. For He made Judah naked, and he transgressed sore against the Lord. They had no peace. They had only war, only tragedy, only captivity, only suffering. That's all they had. Why? Because they didn't have peace with God. And because they didn't have peace with God, they didn't have peace with man. They had a lot of vengeance building up. They were angry at a lot of people because God had allowed these people to come in and do things. Look at how we could turn just like that. And why was it? It was because of Ahaz, wasn't it? The leader. Kind of wonder about our nation and how we're being led and what's going on and what's going to happen because of leadership. James, again, says it this way in James chapter 4. He says, from whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your own lusts that war in your members? You lust, you have not, you kill, you desire to have, you cannot obtain, you fight and war, and yet you have not because you ask not. I think we just need to ask God to get a hold of our hearts, number one, that we would experience revival in us first. And then we would be able to be used of the Lord to share that with those that we come in contact with. That God would give us this supernatural boldness that we would speak to those who we come in contact with about Jesus. That we would be bold and brave in these crazy days that we're living in. But they had war. They had problems over and over again. Talk about economy. They had none. We're not doing real well. They don't even tell us how what's going to happen. Well, some are saying and giving a little bit of news as far as what's going to happen in the next couple of years. This whole economy is going to crash, guys. You say, why don't you give me some good news? Jesus is Lord. And He wants to be Lord of your heart and your life. And He'll provide for you. He'll give you wisdom how to deal with what's coming. And as a body, we're going to be ministering to one another. It's going to get tough. If the Lord is to tarry, I pray He comes. and Tiglath-Pileser, verse 20, king of Assyria, oh gosh, came unto him and distressed him. Ahaz is sitting there going, hey, can you help me out, man? Can you go do this? Can you go do that? I'll give you money, whatever. He distressed him. He just kind of pressed on him, but strengthened him not. It didn't give him any hope. I mean, Ahaz is going out of the pan into the fire. You see that? It's getting crazy because he's depending on this Assyrian to help him out. I mean, this Assyrian is on the take like everybody else. And he says, you know what? Yeah, I'll help you. You pay me. Give me some money. There's a lesson here. Over in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Just jot it down. Hebrews 4, 1. Let us therefore fear, guys, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. That you would go on with that example of unbelief like the children of Israel. Unbelief is the thief. And they limited the Holy One of Israel. They didn't let him come and rule and reign in their lives. They limited God. And they didn't enter into the rest. They came short of the rest because they leaned to their own understanding. And we do that so many times. We start to freak out and try to figure it out. And we're not trusting in him. You see, the more you get into the Word, the more you get to know your God, the more you're going to trust him with things that are hitting you in your life. The more you're going to give it to him and see victory. There is a rest, therefore, for the people of God. And that rest is in him when we trust him, when we commit it to him. So, verse 21, Ahaz took away the portion, check this out of the house of the Lord. So God, you're going to have to pay these guys. I want them to do this, that, and the other. And so I'm going into the house of the Lord, get some of that gold and melt it down and chop it up. And out of the house of the king, I'm even going to enter into the king's stuff. Some of David's stuff that he hid out in the back. Huge bounty of gold and silver. And of the princes, and give it to the king of Assyria. But check it out. He helped him not. And he probably gave him tons of stuff. And he said, thanks. But you know, I'm busy. I mean, those that are in sin are liars. Did you know that? Those that are against the Lord, they lie all the time. That's part of their life. So the king of Assyria is lying. According to Islam, you can do whatever it takes to win over the infidel. Anything goes. And that's what the Quran shares with them. Go for it. Lie, steal, whatever it takes. Break the treaty if you have to. Oh, I love that psalm over in Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, because they're like tanks back in that time. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen. But we, as we call in the name of the Lord, are risen and stand upright. We even sing that as a song. It's great. Verse 22, and in the time of his distress, boy, there was a lot of stress going on, and rightly so, did he trespass yet more against the Lord. His stress caused him to run away from the Lord and say, God, get out of my life. I'm going to do what I want to do. So there. Okay. Notice, he did trespass yet more against the Lord. Hey, this is that king. Ahaz, that's just what he did. He was evil to the core, never changed. never went towards the Lord. He was the worst king in Judah that Judah had ever seen. Confused, he turns to everything and everybody but the Lord. He never seeks God. What a sad end to his life when God is the fount of living water. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's everywhere present. And you don't want to call on your Father who gave you his Son to have a relationship with you? So when you're in need, you're hurting, you can call upon him. He's a very present help in the time of need, isn't he? Dr. Jesus, can you come? Be right there. And then as we are led of the Lord says, lay your hands on that child and pray for him right now. Lay your hands on your wife. Lay your hands on your husband and pray for them right now. God is going to do a great thing. And we continue to do that because he calls us to do that. And he's our God. He's a great physician. And he knows what is needed. And he sacrificed, verse 23, unto the gods of Damascus, evil-looking, weird gods, which smote him. The gods of Damascus, those Syrians, they were the ones that leveled his place. And here it is. And he said, well, it's because of the kings of Syria. Help them. Therefore will I sacrifice to them that they may help me. You see, they ruled over us and they won over us because of their gods. So I need their gods because I want what they got. Whoa. But notice, I love this last part, but they were the ruin of him and all of Israel. They would bring the place down, man, constantly. Because they're stupid gods. They know nothing, see nothing, hear nothing. Remember that? Psalm 115, verses 4 through 8. They worship gods that have feet, they don't walk. They have eyes, they don't see. Ears, they don't hear. I mean, stupid pieces of wood or stone. And some are even worshiping cars or a camper or a this or a that. And we get into weird stuff. It's no different than back then. It's just a little bigger or a little bit, different than what they had. But we get into it. But here's the bad news. Those that worship these things and look after these things will become like them. A piece of stupid, dumb wood or stone. You won't have any wisdom. You'll be hard as a rock. You'll be cold, calloused. Bitter, angry, because you're after the wrong God. You're becoming like the God that you worship. And Ahaz, verse 24, gathered together the vessels of the house of God. Wow. Here he goes again. I'm gonna dip. I'm sorry. I'm going into that temple, man, I'm pull some more stuff out. And cut in pieces the vessels of the house of the Lord. Now we're talking about the cups and all of the things needed to do the sacrifices, all made out of gold, and he's cutting them up, he's melting them down. Notice, he cut the pieces of vessels out of the house of God, and the worst thing, he shut up the doors of the house of the Lord. No more church, we're shutting the doors. No one goes in. It's done. Wow. There's some churches, even tonight, Jesus is outside and, let me in. No, they shut the doors. They don't want to let him move. They don't want to let him do his work in their midst. They don't want to see God glorified. They don't come to worship. They come to potluck or something. I don't know. People do weird things and they come for weird reasons. But when we come with our hearts turned towards him, he's going to show himself strong towards us because he loves us. And he wants us to have victory. He wants us to be more than conquerors. But we have to be single-eyed. We have to get our eyes on him. And not just for a moment, not just when we come into this place, but then when we leave, eyes on him, trusting in him, learning what we've learned, staying away from the things of this world. Because as we get our eyes on him, the things of this world, what? Grow strangely dim in his light, in his glory. So he shut up the doors of the temple of the Lord, and he made him altars in every corner of Jerusalem. He set these little stupid gods all over the place so everybody can see him. And everybody will bow to him or whatever they're going to do. Stupid. But it's ruining them. Verse 25, and in every several city of Judah, he made high places to burn incense unto other gods and provoked to anger the Lord, God of his fathers. I mean, he just is going all the way with this thing. He's on total destruct. He's on a toboggan to hell. He's going, and he doesn't care about who goes. He's just doing it. And you got people like that. They just take themselves out. And they don't care who they touch and who they hurt. So I would say that he's hit bottom. He's lost everything. He's not doing real good. He's distressed. Now he's emptying the house of the Lord, taking all the money, giving it away, making stupid idols. Now, verse 26, the rest of his acts. There were some acts. And of all his ways, boy, some weird, twisted ways. First and last, behold, they're written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. So God made sure that it was written down for us so we could learn by their examples, by these lessons, by these things that took place a long time ago. But it helps us today. It's relevant for today because it's exactly what's going on in our world today and what God is doing and how he's intervening and how he wants to save many. He's not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. For you that are here and you feel far away from God, he wants to be near to you. At times, he will carry you. But you got to let him in. You got to just say, Lord, I'm sorry for you putting you on the back burner and just not really allowing you to have my heart, my family, my job, everything. I just want to let it all go. And I want to invite you into my mess that I'm in right now. And I know you're a God that's decent and in order. And you gave your son. Lord, you don't need to do anything else. Because as I see that picture of Christ on that cross, I see that you love me with an everlasting love. You care about me because you sent your son to take it all on himself and it can be taken off of me. And Ahaz slept with his fathers and they buried him in the city of Jerusalem. Wow. He got to be buried in Jerusalem. But, they brought him not into the sepulcher of the kings of Israel. This man brought so much hurt and so much harm. He was brought and buried outside of the tomb of the kings. He didn't get to have that privilege because he messed things up. So they buried him in just a dirt grave, and that was it. And then notice, it says, and Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his stead. Besides David, King David, who was the greatest, right? He was the great king of Judah and of Israel, the greatest. I mean, he had them all united. It was smoking. Second to David, guess who is second to David? Hezekiah. Guys, do you realize We're about ready to get a seatbelt on and go into the next chapter and see some awesome revival. Guys, we need this. We need it bad. Because when God moves in and gives a clear direction, and Hezekiah's going to do some heads, man. He's going to set some things up. No more compromise with this guy. He's one of the great kings, second to David. And he's going to bring that sweet revival. Someone called the church today and told my secretary that he's from the Jesus movement way back when. And he was here and he saw it all. And he just said, tell Pastor Jeff, the Lord has spoken to me. And I believe that we're going to enter into another revival like it was back then. I said, well, that remains to be seen. Thank God if it does, right? I mean, it'd be great to go out with a blast of glory, you know, and just, you know, seeing people get saved. We're seeing a lot of people get saved here, though. We're seeing a lot of people come to the Lord. That's victory, man. That's revival. But to keep our hearts turned towards Him, that takes something. That just takes being an Acts 2:42 Christian. Staying in the Word, staying in prayer, staying in fellowship, and taken communion with the Lord. Very important things. And that said they did it steadfastly and consistently. And because of that, they rose above the mess that they went through during those horrible years of persecution and great bloodshed. God mightily used the early church. And so we're at the end now. God wants to mightily use this end time church in a powerful way.
Pastor Jeff Johnson on God's desire to use His church as in times past. Pastor Jeff will be back with what that might look like. Stay with us. Today on Sound Doctrine, we are finishing our message called Three Strikes, You're Out. Hey, would you like to hear today's message from 2 Chronicles once again? You know, it couldn't be easier when you visit sounddoctrineradio.org or purchase the CD by calling 800-353-7553. That's 800-353-7553. You know, with all that's been happening in our world, many believers are thinking about the rapture, and perhaps more than ever. Here's a question for you. Are you ready for the rapture? Now, you think that through with Pastor Chuck Smith in his book, On the Rapture. God has given us the signs that would precede the coming of Jesus. See for yourself what the Bible says about the rapture and what you should be doing in anticipation of it. You can request a copy today by calling 800-353-7553 or simply by going online, sounddoctrineradio.org. And please remember, when you give to the ministry, you're helping us provide sound doctrine to listeners all over the world. Even a gift in the amount of a cup of coffee will help us greatly in that endeavor to get the word out in these last days. Again, go to sounddoctrineradio.org or call 800-353-7553. We want to hear what God is up to in your life and how He's using sound doctrine to help you in your walk. It's very encouraging to the team. Email us at sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. That's sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. And let us know how we can pray for you. Well, here now to conclude our time with a word about revival, once again, Pastor Jeff.
There's hope. There's help. It's eyes on Him, eyes on God. You're encouraged then to steady on and not give it up. You get back to God. And I love that scripture in Ephesians. Just jot it down. Ephesians chapter 2, starting with verse 18. 2:18. He says, "For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, you are not strangers anymore or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And you are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly joined together grows up unto the holy temple of the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So God wants to inhabit us, bless us, as we just open up to him and bind us together to serve him. So revival begins when we get back to our first love.
We'll hear about the beginning of revival next time here on Sound Doctrine. This is an outreach of Calvary Chapel, Downey. So Father,